We serve a God who is greater, who is higher, who is stronger. For a long time, I would stand on stages and say stuff like this, and I would feel trite in saying it. But I'm a preacher's kid, so I know how to walk in a room and smile and shake hands and kiss babies and make everybody think everything's great. And I had to learn what it really meant for God to move in my life, and a lot of it's been over the past few years. The scenarios, I'll spare you all that, but God has shown himself to be faithful in my life. So when I stand on the stage and say he's faithful and strong, it's not because I'm a worship leader and that's what I do. It's because I've experienced his healing and his love in my life. And I've gotten to the point where he let me run to the end of myself. And that took a while because I'm prideful. I got to the end of myself and realized that he is continually faithful when I am faithless, because he cannot deny who he is. So we're going to close our time in worship singing this song about the love of God and how it never fails. And I want you guys and you ladies to know that we serve a God who will finish what he has started in each and every single individual in this room. He is faithful when we are faithless, because he cannot deny who he is. In our ups and downs, he remains constant. Maybe focus on that over the next few days, about what he wants to show us through our time of worship, through hearing from his word, so that we can go out of this room and people in our lives will know that something happened this week. At PAO, my dad always says, you don't go to a football game to watch a huddle. You go to see what difference the huddle makes. Right now we're huddled up. When we leave this room, at the end of this time, I want to ask the Lord that there will be a difference outside of this huddle in our lives. That's the objective of these days that we're going to get to spend together. Let's sing about the power of our God. Here it goes.
Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, constant through the trials and the change. One thing remains, one thing.
Sing that verse with me. Try it. Higher than the mountains. Say,
higher than the mountains that I face.
Stronger than the power of the grave.
Stronger than the power of the grave.
Constant through the trials.
Constant through the trials and the change. One thing. Covered by the power of your
with me in death and life.
In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love.
My debt is paid.
When my debt is paid, there's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love.
One more time, in death and life.
In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love.
My debt is paid.
My debt is paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love.
Here we go. Your love. Your love never fails. It never gives up.
Sing.
Never runs out.
Never gives up,
say,
never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love.
Father God, we are thankful for the fact that your love never fails, that it never gives up, that it never runs out. For those of us who are in this room and feeling like we're kind of at the end of our rope, we have a lot going on externally, but on the inside we are bankrupt. I pray, God, that this week will be about us getting filled up, putting first thing first, and knowing that there is nothing that this world can give us that will satisfy the longing of our heart. I thank you for the talent and the abilities that are represented in this room. And I pray that over the course of our time together, that we will be about you being glorified in our lives and the opportunities that you've given us as believers. Once again, we are thankful. We ask that you'd speak to our hearts, prepare our hearts to hear from you, to relax, to reconnect. We are grateful. We are grateful for what you do so well, which is take our messes and you make them into miracles somehow. And we are thankful for that promise. Speak to our hearts now. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.